Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Right. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Needs you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
I'm just going to get him in the Muay Thai clinch and knee him in the face a bunch of times. I'm going to tackle him, get him on his back and beat the shit out of him.
All right.
I bring it.
I've killed 19 of them here on the property. Here we go, Dale. It is a Friday around noon 30.
Seems like a violent edition.
It's
today.
An aggressive edition.
Yeah, it seems it.
Of the week in review. We had no Dale and Keefe on Monday because we had, it was Marathon Monday.
We were separated.
We were separated. And so really for most of our time slot, it was the Red Sox. And Sean McDonough was in the booth and he was telling some stories.
It just showed you messing around with Remy from across the
wall. I wish I had this when I worked with Remy. I could have blown his cigarette smoke out of the booth. This fan would have come in very handy. Where was this 15 years ago?
A little peek behind the curtain, I suppose. Well,
he's not wrong.
No, he's not. Lou also was talking about the Patriot Day games because he had an opportunity to play in a lot of those over the course of his career.
It's one of those things where you leave the park on Sunday and Val like hits you and says, you're playing third tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because John Valentin wants nothing to do with 11. And a lot of the guys really don't because it's such like a just, you wake up and it's a grind. You know, it's like your routine is thrown off. You're like, what time do I have to get up for this game? It's not even a spring training 1 o'clock start. Can I get in the cage? I got to loosen up. I got to get ready. And that first pitch comes at 11, and you realize you're in a big league game, and you're just like mentally, you're just trying to, you know, get up for this type of game. It's a tough game, but it's also a fun one.
It's my favorite thing. So I was listening to those guys, obviously, and they're talking about how, you know, what, you know, it's great for the city, and it's like, you know, you get the marathon going on. It's a special day. It's an early game. And Lou's like, yeah, nobody wants to play in it. The players don't want to play it. It's great and all, but it sucks.
Want me to give you a peek behind the curtain?
Around
that cut? So they had they had an issue because I did part of the pregame show on Monday.
I remember that, yeah.
And they had an issue. The night before, they have these fancy new windows now, automated windows that open and close.
Ooh, really? There's like a remote control to that?
Somebody broke it.
What?
They couldn't open the windows. Now, it's like 70
hot.
Degrees.
Ooh, it's going to be hot this summer.
The AC isn't on in the whole press box building because it's April.
Sweating buckets.
So Sean McDonough had to get one of those little those electric fan things that
he has,
you know, the thing that you heard him talking about. He had to have it because he was too hot. And it's why it also sounded like they were doing a game in a phone booth. Because the windows couldn't open.
A little odd. Dale, I told a story earlier in the week.
Tell lots of stories.
I did. Well, this was an important story to tell. We were talking about golf carts because remember Colin Cowherd said that that Francisco Molinari got run over by a golf cart, which I don't really understand. Like, you can still want Tiger to win, but you don't need everybody else to get injured.
Again, aggressive, don't you think?
It was a little aggressive. Just like several years. I'm so much more mature now, but several years ago, I was at a friend's wedding.
Oh, sorry.
And there happened to be a golf cart there.
You know, I almost killed a man with a golf cart. True story. I almost murdered a friend of mine with a golf cart. So we were at a wedding out in the woods in California, and they left a golf cart there. They left a
golf cart.
And I'm staring at it all night while we're watching while we're doing like the, you know, we're eating and drinking a lot, and I'm looking at the golf cart. I'm like, I'm going to ride that golf cart. I'm going to ride that golf cart. One of my friends like, you got to get that golf cart. I'm like, I'm going to get that golf cart. So at the end of the night, the goal was we were all going to go into the pool and play Marco Polo because that's what you do. And so I was going to drive everybody with the golf cart. It was like 30 feet. I get in it. The thing has no brakes. So I'm flying.
Maybe there's a reason it was parked in the woods the way
it was. Probably right. Probably should have left it there. So I'm flying, and thank God, and I'm going right at my friend. I'm right at him. And thankfully, he doesn't think I'm joking.
brakes!
I'm like kind of like trying to control him. Like, it's got no brakes! It's got no brakes! So he dove out of the way, thankfully. I end up beaching the thing on top of a bonfire. Oh, I also smash into a heat lamp. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, smash into the whole heat lamp.
Absolutely
thing.
Destroy a heat lamp that I'm trying to push the thing out. It wouldn't work.
Note to self.
Thankfully, nobody was hurt during that.
Don't invite Keith to daughter's wedding.
Just, by the way,
just making a note here.
I also officiated that wedding.
So there you go, Dale. But that was a long time ago.
There. I mean, it got through that whole story, and we find out you officiated at the wedding.
And again, not to call anybody out, but that lovely couple no longer together.
Oh.
Not your fault, though.
It was not my fault. I did a great job.
If you hadn't officiated the wedding, would those two lovebirds still be together?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. No.
The best part of the clip and the part of the story I almost forgot about is, what were you guys intending to doing that night?
We're going to introduce everybody to play Marco Polo in the pool, and everybody's going to get their own intro, and we're going to drive them in like a bullpen cart. So my friend comes running down.
Now!
My friend thought he was really funny, so he comes running. He wasn't there for it. He comes running down. He changed into his bathing suit, and all he was wearing was his bathing suit and his suit jacket and nothing else. And he thought he was really funny. So he comes down. He's like, hey, guys, ready to go? And we're all, like, gathered around by the bonfire. We're like, we need to figure this out. We're like, you're not funny. We need to bury the evidence and move on. So we never did play Marco Polo that night.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, we had an early flight the next day. So that's why. Usually, it's a very professional outfit here on Dale and Keith, but sometimes, things get away from us, including this trending earlier in the week.
Jason, would you like me to go right now? Are we on the air? Should I just keep going? Should I go right now? What do you want me to do? What are we doing? Trending? Want me to do like the boom, boom, boom? Want me to do trending? Give me some kind of direction.
I hit the wrong button.
Give me some direction right now. What would you like me to do?
As soon as this,
I will do whatever you would like me to do. Are we even on the air? I will do whatever you want me to do. Direct me.
Keith, go.
Very smooth, Jason. Thank you very much. It's trending now.
It's not great.
Sometimes
it was not great.
It went so much better in rehearsal.
It really was. It was not great.
I blame you for that. You could have just waited a second.
You could have like hit a button.
I could have waited a second. Nope. It was like a minute of dead air. I had to say
no. It wasn't
something.
Dead air. Yes, it was. There was the promos playing.
No, so there wasn't.
Yes,
Dale, did you hear anything?
Nothing.
There was nothing there.
I promise you, there was a promo playing. There right there. You couldn't hear it.
There's nothing there. Jason's high school football coach called in again, Coach Robidoux, who coach famously would not give Jason the C, even though he was voted in by his peers as captain.
Which, by the way, makes him the worst person.
It is.
On
it's
Earth.
A terrible thing. But he's a good caller to the show. He wanted to be the, you know how we play Giselle singing goodbye at the end of the program around 2 o'clock? Well, Coach wanted to take a stab at it.
It's time to say goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. It's time to say goodbye.
Not bad.
No, it was
scale
awful.
Of 1 to 10.
It was below Shime.
Oh, Shime is like a 10 out of 10. Shime's electric. That's probably an 8.
No, he has right. the lyrics
well, you don't
wrong.
Like him. You're,
has,
you,
no, I, you, I... Well, no, I don't
the
like...
The lyrics wrong. The he said person. Goodbye. That was plenty.
No, but the lyrics... You have to have the lyrics correct.
He got it. Goodbye, he's, goodbye, time to say goodbye.
That's not the words. You'll hear it
Rossi wanted to include this. He thought this was a funny line. I didn't.
Well, last night, I don't think it mattered if Pastrnak was on the first line, the second line, the green line, the blue line, the orange line, the red line, any line you want to pick on the tee, because he got his ass kicked last night.
I should have made an executive decision.
Wait a second.
I should have made an executive decision.
It was your call.
To,
is this your segment or not?
You're right, Dale. When you're right, you're right.
Yeah, but
this isn't Rossi's Week in Review. This is Kiefer Madness. Yeah. Madness.
Good for you.
Madness.
But you...
How, that's a new voice.
Back to the heavy, back to the heavy metal voice.
Yeah, it is similar. Yeah, they're all
no,
the same.
No, it's a little more like...
Madness.
That's better.
They're all the same.
But you wanted to play Coach Robidoux and his crap, and you don't think that was a good line? You don't
this
think
was
guy?
The This was the call of the week. This was from Chris.
You know, when you first came, I didn't think you were that funny.
Thank you.
But you have developed into the number one Boston radio personality. And
wow.
Pretty
good. Thank you, Chris.
Like, I really can't say, like, what a, just an evolution that you've maintained over the last couple of years.
It's been incredible. The metamorphosis of Rich Keefe has been pretty...
It's like an actual superhero.
Wiggy, I know you're new on the show and everything like that. You have to understand, in Dale Land, the Bruins have won the Stanley Cup every single year. And right now, they're not down 2-1. They're up 3-0.
Okay.
Because this is what happens with Dale. He is the biggest Bruins suck-up
in the history of mankind. Everything is great. Everything comes down to puck luck. Dale, they took penalties because they were not aggressive.
Like, how many penalties did they take in the game, Chris?
I understand, Dale.
That'd be three, Chris. That'd be three minor penalties in the game, you moron.
Oh, he's not a moron. This is a great caller. This is one of the better callers we've ever had.
Very good caller. Yeah.
Rack 'em. What a call. Chris, call it anytime. Really hit a lot of
highlights. The floor is yours, Chris.
It was really, really good stuff.
The Evolution of Rich Keefe. Is that going to be your book title?
It's going to be my DVD. Yeah.
You think he's going to write a book?
We're going to put out a DVD. Dale, how dare you? I'm planning on reading one at some point.
No way.
Yeah, I might.
Did you read mine yet?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I did. Very much. I went behind the bee.
That wasn't the name of the book.
All right. I listened to the Walls when they were talking, right? There we go. Now we're getting there. This is the last thing that we have. So, again, the game is on Nesson tonight. I know people were confused that they didn't think the last game was on Nesson. This one is, and you can find out what tie Dale is wearing.
My wife says, have you got enough ties here, Dale?
A lot of ties. Where do you put all your ties? You have a tie room?
I got a couple of hangers in the back of the closet that they all...
So do you like mark them like this one's been used and you put that in a different
side? Put it
on
a different hanger.
Well, how about that?
Start on one hanger, put it on a different hanger.
And so you must have so many set aside for the playoffs because you don't know how many playoff games you're going to have.
No.
But so just if they go all the way to the cup, you're still going to have a different tie every single game?
Tomorrow night when we're on Nesson, I'm going to trot out kind of a black and orangey kind of motif.
Black and orange?
Well, that's,
that doesn't
is
fit.
Is it the Jerry Garcia style, like where it's like all swirls?
No, and... no.
Do you have
Jerry
a piano
guy.
Key necktie?
I do not.
That's a pretty good tie.
Well, it looks like at least two more games after this.
No matter what, they're
minimum
playing.
Three games
right.
left.
They have two games left.
Oops, sorry.
Minimum.
Let me
two.
Have it back.
Yeah.
They have a minimum two games left.
Dale, a texter just texted in. Kidding, what? It was me. Do you have an Easter theme tie?
Ooh, that's oh, that's huge. Like eggs all over it.
It won't have eggs, but there will be an Easter color theme.
Yes.
For Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got one for tonight. And then you have the Easter
black and orange thing
one.
I told you about.
Yes.
It's new. I'm trotting it out tonight for
okay.
the first time.
All right, so that's that one. And then you have an Easter one up
well,
your
I'm
sleeve.
I'm going to come up with some sort of a pastel-y, color-y,
oh, I like that very much.
Pinky, purple-y, something like that.
I like that very much.
I don't know what it's going to be. But and by the way, the game on Easter Sunday, we are now being told, is at 3 p.m.
Okay.
Completely screwing up Easter dinner plans
no,
for
this
everybody.
Is so Celtics are at 1, right? So Celtics at 1, Bruins at 3, Game of Thrones at 9. Holy smokes. We got ourselves a Sunday. This is perfect.
And the game's being on there. If you're over somebody's house and you don't like your family, pop the TV on.
Yeah, you got to watch the TV.
I'll wave
gotta
to
watch
you.
It's for the playoffs.
Pre and post game, I'll wave to you.
Pre and post. That'd be good. Could you do that? Could you touch your face during the first
sure.
segment to say hi to me and Rossi?
Tonight or Sunday?
Every night going forward.
From this point forward.
When you go like, hey, welcome into the Bruins pregame. Just touch your face.
It'll
then
look
we know.
Creepy, will it, if I'm doing this?
Yeah, but we'll know it's a shout-out. It's like a quiet kind
face.
Of, it's a silent shout-out to us.
Has he got issues? What is he doing?
One for me, one for Rossi. The left hand, right hand.
Is he got some sort of eczema thing going
there? Just wipe
there?
Your face. That's what Jeff Hornacek used to do when he was shooting free throws. He'd wipe his face. It worked out well for Hornacek. You could blow kisses like Jason Kidd used to do. That's not a bad idea.
I think, Dale, I would appreciate it.
That'd be really nice. And then I could tell the people, my family, when I'm watching the game, be like, watch this. He's going to touch his face, and that's for us. And then he does it. They're going to be like, oh, my God, you know him?
Like, oh,
yeah,
sure he's covering his right eye.
Yeah, you don't have to leave it there, Dale. Just a quick little, like you got a scratch or something. Just real quick on the face. I'll look for it tonight. I'll look for it.
Tonight will be the night.
Okay.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Sports Radio, WEEI.
I wish I had this when I worked with Remy. I could have blown his cigarette smoke out of the booth.
You know, I almost killed a man with a golf cart. True story. I almost murdered a friend of mine with a golf cart. Very smooth, Jason. Thank you very much. It's trending now.
It's time to say goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.